Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod. What roots you here? That's what we're talking about today. And joining us on the in our studio on the south side of Alamosa are Beata Ramza. She's with the City of Alamosa planning technician Rachel Woolworth. She's project manager. She works with community builders. She's working on a project, We Are Alamosa. And then we have Elle Stone. She leads up Story Slam with the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative. She's doing an event August 15th at the Narrow Gauge. That's the question. What roots you here? Elle Stone, what roots you here?
So we are inviting everyone to think about what roots you here, and in this context, specifically Alamosa. Just the prompt for folks, we like to give a prompt out to get them thinking about some things. So prepare a story about what roots you to Alamosa, a time you felt deeply connected to the land, a person or tradition that keeps you here, those moments when you think that's so Alamosa, what you find.
There are a few of those.
Yeah. What you find here that you haven't found elsewhere. Tell us about a time, the first time you knew Alamosa was home. What are you looking for if Alamosa doesn't feel quite like home yet?
I'm really kind of looking forward to hearing the answers, what roots you hear from Beata. Mm-hmm. But I'm really interested in this whole thing as a native, if someone born and raised in Alamosa, me. And then I run into so many people who are transients or new to Alamosa or came into Alamosa. Rachel learned about it first as an AmeriCorps volunteer. And Beata, what roots you here?
What roots me here?
What roots you here?
Well, I have a whole story about that, which I can tell here if you guys want, but I was saving it for Story Slam at 6 p.m. at Narrow Gauge on August 15th.
But you're not from here.
No. Yeah. Not originally. With working for the city, we are currently working on a new comprehensive plan for the next 10 years, a master plan for the city. And one of the things we're trying to collect is these stories of, like, what's important about Alamosa to people. And I've been going to the Story Slam since I moved here, and I would say that Story Slam, where I get to meet new people in my community every month and hear their stories, that is what has helped me become rooted in Alamosa.
That makes sense.
And connect with others.
Yeah. And then just a really quick shout out to the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative, Elle, who does the Story Slam. But it feels like the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative has become this essential gathering place, not just to read books or browse books, but to have conversations and to hear from people. We saw it last week with the Cancelas, our book signing, and how packed that was and how many cowboy hats were in the Narrow Gauge at that time, which you don't always see. But my point is, that's a good location to do what you're going to do on August 15th at the Narrow Gauge, because it feels like it's becoming that place, Elle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's great. This is the second time we're doing a collab. We did a collab earlier this year with the Resilience Project out of the Rio Grande Health and Wellness Center and Monte Church Project. And it was a huge turnout. So we can move those shelves in the middle. They have wheels, so we can move them to however many folks show up. And we really like to do it in a circle. And I usually kick us off just to help the nerves in the room. Something that I kind of preach in Story Slam, and no matter what the theme is some folks are more hesitant to get up in front of people and share their story. But for me, and like some personal things I went through in life, I think sharing your story helps break down those barriers and walls that we have with each other. And when you share your story, you're more likely to help someone else in the process. There are a couple of rules. Stories must be true as remembered by you and spoken. So this is a practice in oral storytelling. And yeah, there's no winners or losers. It's just about sharing your story.
Yeah, it's a cool environment, and it creates a nice space for you to have these types of kind of meaty conversations. They're not just these, you know, they actually have a lot of meaning of what's coming out of some of these. The one you're going to do, What Roots You, here on August 15th. Before we go there, I want to ask Rachel, because she's been involved with community builders on this whole strategic planning process that the city of Alamosa is in. We are Alamosa. We are Alamosa Project. What have you heard, Rachel, so far from community members you've been hearing, listening to? What's captured your attention so far? What are some of those comments that resonate with you so far?
Sure. Just first off, a little background on the project, and then I'll dive into what we've heard. So the We Are Alamosa Project is an initiative to create the city of Alamosa's next comprehensive plan. That's the city's highest level long-term plan that will really map out the direction the city goes for the next decade.
And just to note that real quick, that has been a useful tool for the city of Alamosa, the comprehensive plan. You can't always say that, Beata, about comprehensive plans. Many times they'll collect dust. You'll go through this whole process and get people's input, and then it's unactionable. It stays on a shelf somewhere for whatever reasons. The city of Alamosa, on its comprehensive plan, from what I've seen, paying attention, it's been using it to launch into new areas. Downtown Alamosa being one of them, activating the Rio was in the last one or the current one. So I think what you're doing is important in terms of how the city hall, how the leadership is reading these, and then the initiative they're showing once they see a comprehensive plan.
Yes, definitely. There are plans that can sit on shelves, but we, as a planning department, we don't want that. One of our most recent plans that we made was a housing action plan, and the goals then... There are goals, but they're not like these lofty, who knows, goals. They have action items underneath so that you know exactly what the next steps can be. And that's really what we like to see from our plans, and what we're excited about the comprehensive plan too when we get to that point. The goal is definitely not for it to sit on a shelf. We want it to represent the community and help us all keep moving forward.
And so all the more reason for people in town to participate in things like the Story Slam coming up August 15th, participate in any community meetings that Community Builders is having around We Are Alamosa Project. Give us some flavor, though, of what you're hearing so far.
Yeah. So, I mean, big kudos to the Development Services Department. They do a really good job at, keeping their plans off the shelf. And part of the reason they decided to partner with Community Builders on this project is that we specialize in community engagement and trying to bring, like, as many voices as possible into the conversation, so that this plan that will be around for the next 10 years is really grounded in what people want to see happen. But in terms of what we've been hearing, we've already talked to about 1,000 people in the last 2.5 months, which is incredible. Some of those folks are duplicates, but most of them are not. About 70% of the folks we've talked to have never engaged in a planning project before. So we're really reaching some voices of folks that don't usually engage with government or planning. But we are hearing some big themes. One is definitely just how rooted the community is in their history and different cultures, and that we want to continue to have this community be a place where diversity is celebrated, our past is really valued, we learn from our mistakes, that sort of thing. Another big theme is just how important the valley, landscapes, and nature are to people that live here. We've definitely heard that people interact with nature in a lot of ways. So whether it be growing food or earning a living or just appreciating the beauty around us, recreation, of course, as well. So we're really hearing that, people appreciate the valley and the landscapes and the water for a multitude of reasons. Another one we've been hearing is that folks love Alamosa kind of being the best of both worlds, that it's a place where you can enjoy small town life while also being able to access services and like necessities. And people really like that balance. It kind of allows to live life at the pace you want and to really find fulfillment in community. Another big theme is that we're stronger together, so that people who live here really care for one another and they come together to get things done, whether it be, you know, nonprofits working together or neighbors coming together to help one another.
So some pretty broad general value areas that you're going through as you move this process forward. And again, you're going to do the Story Slam on the 15th. How does it move forward, or when do you get into visioning, or what is it that you want to see, or what is it that currently is happening in town that I don't like, that I want changed? Are those things coming out yet?
Yeah, great question. So we're really excited to collaborate on this event on August 15th, because it will kind of mark the end of our values phase, which is the first phase of this project. So it'll be a little bit of a celebration to, you know, look at the values we've created together and have people tell stories about, you know, why Alamosa is home to them. It feels like a really good way to kind of close out this phase of the project and start looking to the future. In September, the We Are Alamosa project will be launching into what we call visioning. And so that phase of the project is all about really trying to get a sense, like as a community, of who we want to be 10 years from now and beyond. So we'll actually start to create some goals across different topical areas like housing, downtown, recreation, natural resources, things like that. So it's kind of the point where the project starts to get a little bit more like tactical and forward looking.
In the time you've been paying attention to this process, We Are Alamosa, and I'm making an assumption that you've been to some of these sessions that Rachel's talking about. You've seen some of the 1,000 people that have come forward and interact. What's struck you so far as someone who works in Alamosa planning and someone who, you know, probably pays pretty close attention because you are in City Hall? What's resonating so far with you of what you've heard through this process to date?
Yeah, I have been through the process, and I've been to a lot of the events. I've helped facilitate and prep things. And I think what has maybe surprised me the most is, so I got to read all 900 comments.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And I skimmed them, and it was just so interesting to see the values come up. You know, I think that we all think that we are so different and that we have completely different beliefs and that our ways of life are different. And then you read through all these 900 comments, and the concerns and the hopes are all so similar, and so similar that we could come up with 5 values that seem like they would maybe not resonate with everyone always, but with a lot of people. And I think that has been really wonderful.
Any clues for you yet on, as you looked at those comments and we heard the values, anything in that clues to you that says, oh, this is an area we as a city should pay attention to, or this is an area that's rising up through these comments that we as City Hall, as city planners, really should focus around? Or are you too early for that?
I think it's starting to come up, and some of the topics we already kind of know about and they planned to be in, we planned for to be in the comprehensive plan, things like jobs, the economy, housing, things like that, they do come up. They're things that everyday people are worried about and think about, and things that are on our mind too, and we're already, but it's good to know that the direction we kind of already had, and we were already working on these things, that people are like, yeah, these are the things that we're worried about, that we want to figure out.
Nothing yet then that's come out and said, oh, I didn't realize that, or oh, that surprises me that someone said that. You've not really heard any surprises like that, or that it's probably trending towards things you may have anticipated?
Yeah, I feel like I haven't seen anything totally out of left field. for now.
Yeah.
And just to add on to that, one thing that's just so cool that Beata spoke to about creating values is that it's starting the process by creating shared meaning and connection. And so some of these topics that we'll discuss later in the process, like affordable housing, like unsheltered populations, they can be really contentious and people can get worked up and there can be a lot of different opinions. But if you have values that you can look back to that say, you know, everyone deserves to have safe and accessible housing, for example, that's a place of shared meaning that you can go back to then, you know, go back to that hard conversation and be rooted in that.
I have a couple of things I'm wondering about. We'll get back to those. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. This is the Valley Pod.
Support comes from Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. CHFA supports Colorado home ownership and works with a statewide network of lenders. Visit chfainfo.com/your home. CHFA is an equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Beata Ramza. She's with the City Planning Department, planning technician, Rachel Woolworth. She's the project manager with Community Builders. We are Alamosa. And with Elle Stone, she's coordinating Story Slam. I like the Story Slams. You've had some good events there, huh?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, I like the format. And people just coming in because you're getting them used to communicating and telling a story in front of us, which is not an easy thing to do.
No.
You freeze up when you're in front of the mic.
Yeah.
You don't.
It hasn't always been that way. It's definitely practice. We've been hosting since fall 2022, third Saturday of the month. And yeah, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get doing it. And you know, we're telling stories with our friends and our coworkers and our family every single day. And so just, yeah, don't put so much pressure on it being, you know, this amazing thing. It is amazing, but it's not like, no one's editing, no one's judging.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's very open.
And you gotta learn not to focus on the audience in front of you, because that'll freeze you up. Mm-hmm. You just want to focus on what you're trying to say and get it out. Mm-hmm. Let the audience kind of react to it or let them. Because if you start to pay attention to them or you see people in the crowd, you start to freeze up.
And
you start,
and like, I do recommend having like, you know, an outline of your story, like, oh, this was the big thing that happened and these are some cool details.
So on that prompt, what route you here, this is what I'm wondering, do you have to limit them to a time? Because some people I know could go on forever on that question, what roots them here. Right. And I wonder if you got a
We like to say like limit. 5 to 7 minutes max. And typically that's where people fall who share.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like some people are more verbose than others.
But again, what I really appreciate about this group and coming in here and spending time with us is I'm a native of Alamosa, right? Born and raised. And then I left for 30 some years and then I came all the way back. Who does that? Who grows up in a place, travels, lives in these great metro areas, and then actually comes all the way back to the little place they started? Not too many. So it's an interesting perspective to reintroduce myself and have my hometown reintroduce itself to me after 30 some years and not really paying attention too much. So when I hear and I see people like Beata, Elle, I've gotten to know a little bit since we do an Alamosa Citizen. For me, it's nice to see people that aren't from here caring about Alamosa, caring about the valley the way I do, because I really care about the place. Otherwise, I wouldn't come back, right? Or we would have left again, whatever. So for me, as a native, that's what I find most fulfilling, are people like all of you who care enough to plan it forward, because I think that's really important. So I'm interested in, I don't know how many natives you're getting in these, though.
So we chose Community Builders specifically because we want to hear as many residents, workers, visitors, stories as we can. In the first comprehensive plan in 2016, I think we got a total of like 800 outreach participants. Mm-hmm. We are now nearly at 1,000. That is already way more participation than we have gotten from that 2016 comprehensive plan. And the goal is to try to reach as many people as possible and not just tell people, hey, come to City Hall. We are other places. We are at the laundromat. We are at City Market. We are in the hospital and in Cole Park during large events. We are trying to make sure that we are coming out to you all, to the whole community, as much as possible so that we can get the most input, so that it really feels like a community plan as we move forward. So it could be as representative as we can make it.
Are you hearing, because I'm going to imagine this, that someone like me who grew up here and has that history going back versus someone who's been here the last decade or whatever and is making a good life for themselves, they might see things differently than what I did or what I'm thinking of what I want for my hometown that I was born and raised in versus someone who moved in here, has a professional career, whatever they're doing, and they have buy-in or they have skin in the town too. Yeah. I'm going to guess those are two different people you're here that have different views. Is that right or no?
I think there is more commonality than we might guess.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as Beata said, this process has showed us time and time again that even though people might verbalize things differently or frame things differently, often the idea that they're getting at is quite similar. I will note that we've talked to a lot of folks just like you who grew up here, left for a long time and came back. So that's been really cool. There's a plenary term for that I'm blanking out on.
So one of the things I'm imagining, and the reason I brought that up was, like me, I'm looking at downtown, and I see the hotel going up, and I see what the city's done with the main street and the pedestrian efforts and the density and the, and I'm like, good with that. I like that. I'm like, cool. I like that. But I know others who are from here, no, I don't like that. I don't like it. I don't. It's too busy downtown. I can't drive now. I can't park. I can't. And I'm like, stop being cranky and just walk it because it's really cool downtown. That's what I tell my native friends. But that's what I'm saying. I might have a different perspective now than someone else who grew up here and seeing the progress differently. Some pushing against the progress, pushing against having another downtown hotel, pushing against the pedestrian friction the city's trying to create in there with cars and that whole thing, and I love it. I think it's really good for Alamosa, good to walk around in, good to see things. But I know so many others who are like, no, I don't like that because I can't drive, I can't find my parking spot right in front of, and I'm like, stop it. That's what I'm getting at.
I mean, I think downtown that's the perfect example. We've heard a ton of different opinions on downtown. There's people that, you know, don't like the one way or don't like what's been done with the curbs. There's people that are super excited about the hotel. There's people that think there's not enough, you know, local businesses that are open. There's, you know, a huge range. But I think once again, the common theme that we are hearing from everyone is that we want a vibrant, walkable downtown where everyone can feel safe and like connected to each other. So I think just once again, there's tons of differences in, you know, certain opinions or within that realm, but the common like want for the future is really
it's pretty common.
Pretty
you're seeing the same thing. That's pretty interesting. Pretty good. We're going to start to wrap this up because we have the outdoor podcast coming in here. So they're going to move us out of this studio, actually. So we're going to move on. But I want Elle to go back through the event coming up. Before we do that, I want Beata just to give us a little bit more flavor on why you should participate in both the Story Slam and the strategic planning process they're doing for the city.
So for the strategic planning, we really want to hear from you, genuinely. Like, we really want to know, like, from you, who was here, who left and came back. Why did you leave? Why did you come back? Come to Story Slam and let us know via some sort of story that's important to you that took place in Alamosa or maybe took place somewhere else when you were gone and it triggered an emotion towards Alamosa. This will help us. We want to build the future of Alamosa together. We really do. And participating in the strategic plan and the master plan, it helps us create that guiding direction with your input. And then we can, that way, instead of opposing forces, everyone can work together to bring this vision of Alamosa together. Because it's a document that doesn't just have to guide city and city staff and city council. It's a document that could guide everyone, community partners, everyone together. We can work towards a similar goal. And the more people we get to participate, the more that goal will resound with everyone and the more everyone will want to work together to achieve it. So we really want to hear from you.
Yeah, and again, for me, the city actually takes these things seriously.
Yes.
The city staff, the administration of the city council, they actually act on this plan, which is why I think why you really want to get involved, because here you can actually shape, literally shape, city policy or what city's trying to do, right, Beata? You are doing that.
Definitely. And you can use it to hold future folks accountable. You can, in 5 years, you can, if you think that we're not achieving some of those goals in that comprehensive plan, you can come to city council and you'd be like, or you can call your city councilor or show up to a meeting and you say, hey, like, this is what we said. This is what we came up with as a city. And you're not following it, right? So it's a way to hold people accountable as well and to, yeah, together. And I think I really wanted to partner with Story Slam because I think stories bring us together. These values that we talk about, how we move together, like you said, the narrow gauge is full of stories and it's doing so well because we appreciate a good story. We connect with other people when we tell stories. And that's, in my opinion, how we connect to each other and work together.
One of the best things we've done with Alamosa Citizen and with the Valley Pod is getting people to come in here and tell their stories. Because hearing personal stories, personal experiences, reflections like that has really helped us put a face on who lives here in Alamosa in the San Luis Valley. Elle, tell us about August 15th.
Yeah, so join us at the Narrow Gauge Book Co-op. It's 602 Main Street in Alamosa. And our theme for that evening is What Roots You Here. See us there at 6 o'clock at the Narrow Gauge.
Very cool. What roots you here? Family. Chris, family. That's what roots me here. Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with We Are Alamosa. Answer the question, what roots you here, August 15th at the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative. It's all part of the project, strategic project planning process. The Valley Pod is produced by the Lohr Foundation, Colorado Housing and Finance Authority. This episode is produced by Chris Mondragon. We'll see you around the valley.
Looking for the freshest food in the valley? Introducing the new SLB Local Foods Directory, where you can meet your neighbors and eat better. From colorful potatoes and crisp greens to farm fresh eggs, dairy, and meat, find exactly who grows your food right here in the valley. Support local, eat fresh, and strengthen our community. Are you a local farmer or producer? Add your information. Visit alamosacitizen.com today and discover the freshest food from the heart of the valley.